Hey everybody, Thomas Watkins here with the Portland Rodent Control Pod, and today's show is called What Makes Portland's Climate and Environment Attractive to Rodents? You know, it's not just your imagination. Portland really does have a serious rodent situation going on. We actually rank in the top 10 U.S. cities for rat complaints, which basically means our furry little friends have decided Portland is the hottest real estate market in the Pacific Northwest. Let me break down why they're loving life in the Rose City. First off, Portland's climate is basically a five-star resort for rodents. We've got those mild temperatures year-round, not too hot, not too cold, just right for our unwanted neighbors. Add in our famous Portland rain keeping everything nice and moist, plus all those gorgeous green spaces and urban gardens we're so proud of, and you've basically created the perfect rodent bed and breakfast. Speaking of accommodations, our city's infrastructure is like an underground rodent highway system. Those charming old Portland homes, they're Swiss cheese to a determined rat, full of cozy entry points. Our aging sewer system, it's basically their mass transit system. And let's talk about our awesome food scene. All those restaurants and food carts are like an all-you-can-eat buffet for our uninvited guests. But here's the thing, we humans are kind of making it worse. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but those backyard compost piles that aren't properly secured, they're basically rodent room service. Bird feeders? More like rat feeders. And that pet food bowl sitting outside? You might as well put up a free lunch sign in rat language. Let me give you a real-world example. Last year in the Hawthorne District, after three new food cart pods opened up, rat sightings shot up 200%. The neighborhood gardens started looking like an all-you-can-eat salad bar, and homeowners were finding more holes in their houses than in a golf course. But here's the good news. You can start turning this around today. Three simple steps. Secure those outdoor compost bins like Fort Knox. Seal up gaps around your home's foundation and keep pet food inside. Do these three things, and you'll slash your rodent risk by 70%. It's like putting up a no vacancy sign at Hotel Rodent. This has been Thomas Watkins with the Portland Rodent Control Pod.